Palestinian fighters have killed 13 Israeli reserve soldiers in an ambush in the West Bank. The attack in a Palestinian refugee camp marks the heaviest single blow to the Israeli army in 18 months of conflict with the Palestinians. Palestinian losses, military and civilian, were much higher. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Apache helicopters hover over the Palestinian refugee camp in Jenin, the scene of the heaviest fighting of the 12-day-old Israeli offensive in the West Bank. Early this morning, an Israeli patrol was combing the narrow alleyways of the camp when they were ambushed. Israeli military commentators said the Palestinians blew up a booby-trap building as the soldiers passed, while other Palestinians opened fire from rooftops. The head of the Army's Central Command, Brigadier General Yitzhak Eitan, said that at about the same time, a Palestinian suicide bomber also blew himself up next to the patrol. Eitan said many of the fighters still in the camp have strapped explosives to their bodies. These suicide bombers are refusing our demand to surrender, he said. Many houses in the refugee camp have been booby-trapped. Palestinian officials put their death toll in Jenin at least 200, and witnesses say many corpses lay in the street after days of fighting. Palestinian medical officials say Israel has not allowed ambulances to evacuate the dead and wounded. The Israeli deaths occurred early today, but the Israeli army kept the attack under censorship for more than 12 hours. Soon after they were disclosed, Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said Israel's operation will continue and called the fighting a battle for the survival of the State of Israel. Sharon has been under growing pressure from the Bush administration to pull the Israeli troops out of Palestinian cities. Israeli tanks and troops were withdrawn from two towns today, but Israel launched a fresh incursion of a village near Hebron. Secretary of State Colin Powell is due in Jerusalem later this week to try to broker a ceasefire. He told reporters in Cairo today he will be meeting with both Prime Minister Sharon and Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, near Jenin in the West Bank.